Hi, everyone. I'm Tanzina Vega. This is The Takeaway. 2 years after Hurricane Maria, Puerto Rico is still dealing with political unrest, infrastructure issues, and funding challenges. In just the past few weeks, we've seen water shutoffs in San Juan, arrests in the FBI's corruption probe, and student protests over university budget cuts. Here to update us on all those recent developments in Puerto Rico is Danica Cotto, a correspondent for the Associated Press covering the Caribbean. Danica, thanks for being with us on the show.
Thanks for having me back on.
So in front of the governor's mansion recently, where was the site of protests, just a couple of months ago, we saw more protests, students at the governor's mansion. What's the extent of what they're asking for?
Well, the University of Puerto Rico, which is the island's largest public university with some roughly 52,000 students, is facing a $71 million budget cut next year. So the university officials have said that that cut, coupled with a requirement to double its contributions to a pension system from $80 million to $160 million, is putting it under too much pressure. So the university president has warned that he might have to close several of 11 campuses and possibly lay off employees, although since then he believes the solution could be found with help from legislators.
We've also seen some new developments in the FBI's corruption probe with government officials in Puerto Rico. Tell us the latest on that. There were a couple of arrests recently.
Correct. Well, the Senator Abel Nazario, who used to be the mayor of a small town in Yauco, and seven other people, including the former director of human resources and the special assistant to the mayor at the time, were arrested. They were basically accused of using more than $5,000 in federal funds and using that money to pay some people to help support the senator's campaign at the time he was mayor. And those arrests come about 4 months after the island's former education secretary and former health insurance administrator were arrested and accused of steering federal funds to unqualified contractors. So there's still a lot of anger over corruption. Federal funds are still flowing in, albeit some say at a slow pace for hurricane recovery. And so people, are very worried that these funds might not be used properly. There's still anger over the 13-year economic crisis, which in part was caused by this billion-dollar public debt load that is more than $70 billion. And they have restructured part of that debt. But overall, the crisis that Puerto Rico finds itself in is largely driven by corruption, mismanagement of funds. And people feel that the FBI, these arrests are sort of just the tip of the iceberg.
And, speaking of the recovery from Hurricane Maria, infrastructure is still a big issue on the island. I want to talk a little bit about what we saw recently, especially this past weekend. There were parts of San Juan that did not have water because of a pipe issue. Tell us a little bit about what was behind that. And is that a reflection, Danica, of the broader infrastructure issues that Puerto Rico still has to fix in the wake of Hurricane Maria 2 years later?
It is, in a way. There were about 3 to 4 days that people in some parts of the capital were without water, and some 20,000 people were affected. So on Friday and Saturday, there was no water because a private contractor hit a water pipe. And then on Saturday, the company, the utilities company, had announced that the water would return Saturday night, only to several hours later say that they discovered another leak that they also blamed on the contractor. So it wasn't until Monday, about roughly 4 days later, for some people, that the water returned. This, coupled with a report by the American Society of Civil Engineers, which for the first time included Puerto Rico, gave the island a D in infrastructure. So among other findings, the society found that Puerto Rico has an average of 180 leaks per day, and this was back in 2018. And it also noted that much of the infrastructure on the island has reached its lifespan. It needs to be replaced. Clearly, that implies money that Puerto Rico currently does not have.
Danica Cotto is a correspondent for the Associated Press covering the Caribbean. Danica, thanks so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.